two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. And all summer long, we've been talking with players and coaches. And right now, we're going to talk with one of the quarterbacks down at BYU. He is Jaren Hall. Jaren, thanks for spending a few moments with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
When you look back at spring ball, how do you think you improved personally? And then kind of along those lines, how have you continued that improvement throughout summer?
Yeah, I think spring ball for me was just experience, you know, getting more snaps, getting caught up back to the flow of the game, you know, being out for, you know, a year or so from real-time action. So for me, it was just getting a feel again, and then, you know, obviously after a couple practices, I'm feeling it, just trying to improve the best I can, slowing the game down. So it was good, you know, and can't ask for much more.
What were you doing last season while you were sidelined with, I believe it was the hip injury?
Yeah.
What were you doing to still try to stay honed in and dialed in?
Yeah, I mean, for my schedule, is as if I was still healthy and playing. You know, I was at every meeting, every lift, every team activity, you know, that I could be outside a doctor's visit. So still felt like I was part of the team. I was still learning as if I was a quarterback in the meeting room. And you know, it was very beneficial for me to learn, to be with the guys and Coach A-Rod and Grimes. So, you know, that was how I took the approach of last year to be involved and to continue to progress.
Jaren Hall is our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Zach had an unbelievable year. What did you and maybe some of the other quarterbacks take away from watching him go through that and have the success that he did?
Yeah, man, everybody has an opportunity, and when you're given that opportunity, you got to make the most of it. You know, Zach had a crazy, ridiculous work ethic and love for football, and that's something to admire, you know, about him and something to learn from. So for me, it's, you know, gaining a greater desire to do more every day, and I think that's something we all learn, that it just takes hard work and dedication, you know, relentlessness, and ultimately that's any way you achieve any goal in life, right, whether it's sports or work or whatever it may be.
It's kind of amazing, Jaren. I think back, you know, Zach arrived at BYU January 2018, and then a few months later you arrived. You know, so this is your fourth fall coming up.
Yeah.
With the program. I know not always healthy, but still fourth year part of the program. I mean, where do you feel like you've grown the most as a quarterback from when you were, you know, heralded recruit coming out of Maple Mountain and coming back from the mission?
To be honest, my understanding of football and the game, offenses and defenses, has grown immensely. I always tell people, if I knew what I knew back in high school, I'd have been a five-star quarterback going to any – you know what I mean? It's like the type – and not to say I was that good, but that's the type that I've learned. That's how much I've learned about the game. And so it's insane, you know, the knowledge that Coach Roderick and Coach Grimes had, the other quarterbacks and players. So just what I've learned mentally about football, and that has helped me slow the game down when I'm out on the field. So – and that's really how I've grown, you know, from then till now, and just my love for the game really has taken off.
Speaking of now, what have you been focusing on this summer now that, you know, spring ball is in the past, but what's been the focus, what's been the takeaway as you gear up for fall camp?
Yes, I mean, obviously health, to make sure that I give my body the best foundation to stay healthy. Not that I'm worried about injuries in the past, you know, they'll take care of themselves, but, you know, I've taken a new approach to staying healthy, you know, more prevention side, learning all I can, reading books, you know, learning from the greatest athletes in the world like LeBron James, Russell Wilson, these dudes, and how they stay healthy. So that's one thing I've done really well at, and I feel good doing it. And then obviously just my approach on the field, you know, your everyday work, film study, and just trying to progress everything to the next level.
But because I know that you're a hard worker as well, and Zach was always kind of applauded for his work ethic in the offseason. He went down and saw John Beck. Have you turned to any quarterbacks or individuals this offseason to improve your craft, to be ready for this quarterback competition, which seems like it's going to be quite the competition in August?
Yeah, so I still train with Dustin Smith. You know, he's kind of the coach that really gave me my foundation in quarterbacking. He's the one that got me to college, and, you know, I thank him every day for everything he's taught. So I still work with him, and I actually, you know, we just talked about in the last show we were on, I'm training with John Beck now as well, so we'll head out there. You know, we go every couple weeks, and I just had the opportunity to learn from him and his plethora of knowledge of football and how to be a better quarterback. So, you know, just using those two and learn as much as I can has been really helpful and kept me focused on the goal.
With Beck, I remember last year Wilson saw, like, Drew Brees and stuff. Have you kind of been rubbing shoulders with some other guys? Because I know Beck's kind of the it thing,
yeah,
when it comes to quarterback development.
No, I think I started when, you know, guys are off the OTAs right now, yep, and mini camps and other things. So, you know, a lot of those guys are off doing their thing. So, for me, it's just been a lot of college quarterbacks and high schoolers I've been able to work out with and kind of rub shoulders with.
What news or notes did Aaron Roderick give you at the end of spring ball? I imagine there were meetings that, hey, this is what we are, you know, as a team right now, and here's what I want you to do. What were some of his notes to you at the end of spring ball?
Yeah, the same as it's always been every year. You know, to continue to improve, to continue to better your relationships with your teammates. You know, it's important for a quarterback to be into all the different groups. You know, BYU's special in that way. You got a lot of different guys, whether they're married, single, different backgrounds, whatever it may be. So just understanding the guys and creating better relationships with, I think, you know, we've all done better this offseason. So that's kind of my focus, you know, from a team perspective, to, you know, get on the same page with everyone and just further that brotherhood, you know.
It's such a unique opportunity for whoever wins this job, Jaron, because you got Tyler Allgeier back, Lopini, Gunnar Romney. I mean, there's just so many household names that have produced, especially in 2020, but throughout the years, throughout spring ball. Were there any other up-and-coming guys that kind of stood out to you that you anticipate will have a role on the team this year?
I mean, I don't want to put a name on anybody. You know, I don't want to leave anybody out. We have so many young guys that have, you know, yet to prove themselves on Saturday that will, you know, plenty moving forward. And so, I mean, we just have – as a quarterback, you know, I know all of us talk about it. We're blessed, and, you know, we're just excited to throw to the arsenal weapons that we have and, you know, to use the backs that we have. So I can't pinpoint anybody really, but, you know, all I can say is we'll have an enjoyable fall and, you know, we'll have a blast playing football together.
What would it mean to you, Jaron, if you're named the week one starter to open up against Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you plan for. That's what you wish for, hope for, work for. So, I mean, everything to me, that's why I came to BYU to play. And, you know, it's been a long time coming now, you know, waiting patiently and just working, you know, behind the scenes. So, you know, you just hope that it all works out and pans out. But, you know, we'll see come fall camp, you know, what the coaches decide.
Your dad obviously played here. We know that. And he was a great player at running back. Did you grow up a diehard BYU fan because of that connection with your dad?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, BYU was always in our backyard. You know, I don't ever remember going to a single other high school or college football game until I was in high school being recruited, you know, other places. Everything was always BYU as a kid, you know. So we weren't those guys who keep up on stats and this and that. We weren't crazy because, you know, we were busy playing basketball and baseball, going out, you know, whatever we were doing as a family. But when it came to football and basketball, we loved BYU. We talk about it. We love seeing my dad's trophies and his jerseys and wearing them for Halloween, this, that, you know. So it was fun, you know. And he never talked about his glory days at all. He was always very humble and, you know, by design to teach us. But, you know, it was very cool to see that we had a dad who played college football and went on to play professionally.
Jaron Hall is our guest for a few more moments here on Cougar Sports Saturday. What went into the decision to focus on football full-time, and how difficult was that?
Yeah, well, I think you know, a couple of things. You know, seeing opportunities guys had to move on and go to the league was a huge one for me. You know, that's been my goal as a little kid, to go play professionally. And I think football is my best opportunity for the time being, you know. And also health, right? You know, it's hurt during baseball season, and it, you know, very well could have been due to baseball season and kind of crossing over, doing too much. So it was just a decision that me and my wife talked about and my parents and family, and just decided that was the best thing for me moving forward.
What's the relationship like with you and Baylor and Jacob? Because I think people on the outside looking in would just think, oh, it's competition. Maybe these guys are going at each other. I mean, what's it like? What's your guys' rapport like with one another?
No, it's a competition, right? I mean, on the field, we're grinding. We're each trying to be that guy, right? But then off the field, we're in the film room. We're out playing golf. We're out playing, you know, ball, whatever it is. You know, we're brothers at that point. You spend so much time together. You know, it's like your family. But with the professional understanding that we all want to play, you know, so it's a very strict competition. But I think we all enjoy it, and it brings the best out of us.
What makes Aaron Roderick a great quarterback coach? Because ever since he stepped into the program, he's just had success. Because there's been injuries, and you've stepped in against Utah State. I was watching that game a couple nights ago, and it's just like, man, you were just dealing both all, through the air and on the ground, and then Baylor steps in, and he's having success. What has Roderick done that's created this culture where just no matter who it is, like, you guys are having success?
Yeah, Coach Rod's very consistent in the culture he wants to build, and that's trust and faith in every single person on the team, every quarterback in the quarterback room. You know, any guy who's ever played is, you know, as a quarterback here under A-Rod, is guaranteed to have been told at some point by him he has all the confidence in the world. And he never deviates from that path. You know, he's very consistent. He's always reminding us, you know, he's confidence in our offense and us. And I think that's what makes him great, aside from his love for the game, his love for film, and teaching us as much as he can, you know. And it's very contagious. The love for football is contagious. And he does it so meaningfully that, you know, it just makes you want to play, you know, your best for him.
A few more moments here with Jaren Hall here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Later this month, we have Juneteenth coming up. What does that mean to you and just being a representative here on the BYU football team?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of my history. It's part of my culture. And I'm, you know, I'm proud of my past and learning about, you know, my ancestors of the past. You know, it means that the world has become a better place, right? All that, there's a lot of negativity out there from the past and things going on currently, but I think that's something to look as you know, a pillar of light and something to look forward to. There's good in people. You know, people aren't perfect; they make mistakes, but there's always something good that's going to come later. You know, it just takes time, and for me, I just look at that as a day of remembering that, you know, we're all children of God, and there's a lot of good to be done still, but there's still a lot of good out there. You know, so live your life the best you can, and love everybody around you.
You have unique experience with your dad having been here, and I'm sure he's spoke to, you know, how things have grown. But what do you feel? The race relations at BYU have improved over the years, you feel?
Yeah, it's improved. You know, it's as simple as that. It's gotten better. You know, it's I don't think by taking a population and numbers means anything at all. You know, it's the type of people you bring is what matters. And so there's good people in every race and every culture. And so it's all about those kids wanting to be here, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, nothing to do with the university or, you know, what's going on there, but it's the type of kids you want to bring. And so you just go out and find them, and that's what BYU does, and that's why I love this university.
That is Jaren Hall. He might be the starting quarterback, so we'll find out shortly, as fall camp is just a few days away. We'll take the break. We'll talk more about that quarterback room after this. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.